דף י"ז עמוד בייס, כל הכוסף במגילס טיינס תלוי מספייד לפון אוסף לאחל מוטר דפויים במשנה דפק רמייר הולץ רבי יוסי הולץ דלת אוסף בין לפון ובין לאחל תנא רבון וצז במגילס טיינס as follows אילן ימיה דלוי ליס ענוע בהם. These days are also betaynis, miktsasoin, and some of these days, amur chomur, the loyla mispeid behind, it's also the hesped also. Now, it starts off as follows. Mereis yarcha de nissen, from reshrei de nissen, ba'ad t'manyo bay, till 8 days in nissen, he took him to mide. So, it became niskayim, the Indian of the Kolben Talmud. We'll see in Rashi, there was a machlokes, the tzedakim and the prushim. If the tzedakim held that the tamid can be misnadev by a yochid, doesn't have to be shal tzibur. They brought a raya for keves echo tasa vaboyker. Tasa is a loshin yochid. And the prushim held not like that. And in this time period, from Rosh Chodesh Nissen to 8 days in Nissen, there was vikuchim between them, and by the 8th day in Nissen, the Chachamim were menatzeach the tzedakim. They brought a raya from the pasuk Tishmeru, Loshen Rabim, they were made to them. So since this 8 day period was a day, was a period of nitzachim over the tzedakim, so the Lay Mispid behind. So this is a Yom Tif. All these 8 days are Yom Tif. That's also Behespid. Look also in the time. Mitman Yabek, from the 8th day at Seif Me'ado to the end of Pesach, was also, there was a Zman Nitzachim that the Prushin had over the Tzedokim. Itoisev, it became Nisyashiv Chaga Dishvuaya. The Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Tzedakim have held that Shavuos has to come in Mochas or Shabbos. You start counting, not the day after Yom Tov, the first day Chol HaMoed, you start counting the first day after Shabbos Bereishis, after Shabbos. And in this period of time also there was Vikuchim, and they were finally Menatzeach them. So this span of time from the 8th day of Nissan to left the Pesach is also the Loi Mispid behind. Oh Mama, nothing more starts explaining and analyzing it. Mereish Yarcho de Nissan at Manya Bay, he took him to me the Loi Le Mispid, that it's so they made that this man is also behespid. Loma li Mereish Yarcho. So the Gemara asks, why was it necessary to say that the Yom Tov starts from Rosh Chodesh, they're making a Yom Tov, so they should make the Yom Tov from the second day Nissan. The Rosh Chodesh go for Yom Tov. You don't have to make Rosh Chodesh a Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov without Megillas Tainus. It's a Moir. But also, Omar Rav Le Nitzrecho Elo Lesser Yom Shalafon. You're right. As Rosh Chodesh alone, you wouldn't need the Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis. But they asked Rosh Chodesh that the Yom Shalafonov should also be also. So the Gemara says, Shalafonov nami teipit leidavilu Yom Shalafnei Rosh Chodesh. So also, if there's a din Yom Shalafonov is also behesped, so it's as Rosh Chodesh is also. So the Gemara says, no. Rosh Chodesh d'Yeraisu. Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov d'Yeraisu. U'd'Yeraisu lo'iboy chizuk. V'sanye ha'yomim ha'eila ha'ksuvim b'megilas taines lifneyem olachayim asurim. There they asked lifneyem olachayim. Shabboseis yomim toivim hein asurim lifneyem olachayim utorim. Umahefresh bein zeloze. What is the difference? Halolo divrei teure. Shabbos in Yom Tov, divrei teure, in tzrichen chizuk. Alolo divrei seifrin, but the Yomim Tovim and Megillah Steinus, these are divrei seifrin. But divrei seifrin tzrich hachizk. So that is why they, bedavke, they said that the Yom Tov starts from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that because of that, that the Yom Shalofana will also be awesome. Let us see Rashi. Really, it starts at Shaloike Sidron the Rashi. She starts to Lohi Sano Bohoim, Shekulam Asurim Betainis, Umiktosoin Sheyespen Ktas, Chamurim Kolkar Shebehespid, Nami Asurim, and others are more Chamadas of Ilubehespid. Then we go back, Mereish Yachad Nisan at Tman Yebei, the whole Shemoin Yomim Nosu Vinosnu Bedovo, Ad shenitzchu es atzidoikim v'osa oisam yomta. V'dovas ha-mefurish b'menoches p'perik Rabbi Shmuel, v'megilas tainis ha-metzuye etzleinu. Itoikim t'mido v'itoisev chaga d'shvu'aya. Binyonim rabim cholku baitusim im chachomim. There were many machloikas in them, v'foroshim b'menoches megilas tainis. Bahri Gasinen Hosn Bepek Rabbi Shmuel, Toner Abonim, Idlin Yamaya, the Lelis, Ano Bohin, the Mikzasim Lele Misbid Boy. Bereish Yacha, the Nisnat Man Yebei, Toikim Tmide, the Lele Misbid. So these are 8 days that are also behesped. Mitman Yebei Atsoif Mayado, Itoisef Chaga, the Shvuaya, also the Lele Misbid. Bereish Yacha, the Nisnat Man Yebei, Itoikim Tmide, the Lele Misbid. So, the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh says that, let's just look at the next to the last line, the end of the Amud in Rashi, the last word, B'megila, that this belongs right by this Rashi, because where it is, it doesn't make sense. B'megila's tainis meforish mai itukim, what is pshat itukim? Shehoyu, now we go back to the Rashi, Shehoyu atzdoikim oimrem, Yochid misnadet, or maybe Tomit, a Yochid can also bring a Tomit. My dorush, as a keves echo tasa vabaikim, as a keves asheni tasa ben abai. My ahadruluhu, as kolboni lachmi leishai, tishmeru lahakriv loshen rabbi, who she kulam boin mitrumas alishkin has to be Michel Rabbi. Mitnan Yebei, to the end of Pesach, Leila Mispe, Shoye by Tusim Oimrim, Atzeres, Acher HaShabbos. Shoimer Masrel Echad B'Shabbos, that the Akrovis Oimer is Echad B'Shabbos. Shonema, Usvaltam Lochem, Mimochas HaShabbos. And they said that Shabbos means Shabbos Bereshus. Nitapo Lehem, Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Vo'omal Lehem, Shoitim Minayim Lochem. That means, Menayim Lechem means, you're saying that Shabbos is Shabbos Bereshis, but what proof do you have? Shabbos could also mean Yom Tov. So what proof do you have that it's Shabbos Bereshis? Loihoya Odom Sherzirei Dovo, a proof no one really had, Chutz Mizoken Echot, Shoi Mefatveit Kenegdoi, he was Tamazai Plapling, V'Oman, he said as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael Hoye. V'yodeya she'atzeres shem echatu. So the whole Yom Tov is one day. Omad v'tikna acher Shabbos. So he wanted to make sure that Yom Tov should come after Shabbos. Today she misangin shnei yomim. She have 2 days of tainik. So memela, that is a sufficient reason to prove that mochas haShabbos means Shabbos bereishis. The dochu aishon v'holcholam baitusim mikoych apsukin al kolchon v'chozru behem. Itoikim t'midid lele mispet garsinen even though it starts off, most of the yontovim are the lele sano, or only also betaynis, abitoikim t'midid, but this yontov, it was the Leila Mispad Garsinim. Loi Garsinim Lisa No, Kidamuchach Besomach. Tiktoni leinitzrocho elo leser eshalafono. The Gemara is going to say, the Gemara says that the reason we need that it should start from Rosh Chodesh is to yasa the day before. Bigasinen lis anor, if the whole yontif is a yontif that's also betaine, so we hear in the Mishnah Machloikis Rameyah, the Tanakame, and Rabbi Yossi, a yontif that's also betaine, if lafonov is also. Rameyah holds its mutter, Rabbi Yossi holds its also lafonov. V'igarsine lisano imkein hainu Rabbi Yossi dama lafonov also. Rabbi Yossi, the kaporich, because later the Gemara asks, keman ke Rabbi Yossi bitmiya, b'chlal de charabonam sikalei. So it's zicha not mistava to say that akolchoch v'goyres that behespit, but it's also behespit, so it's also behespit, so according to the Rameya, it's also milofono. Atzoiv mayado Pesach, Chaga de Shvuaya, the Loi, what is the Gils over here? Chaga de Vishaya, the Loi, Le Mispek. Chaga de Vishaya, the Loi, Le Mispek, period. And the Gils times goes on before. Reshchaydish Yontevo, the Seed, Koralai Moyit, Babarashchaydish, of Kama by Mesechta, so Memele, the Gemara brings down that the Moyed is speaking about Rosh Chodesh. So Al Koponim, now we know why they had to make it from Rosh Chodesh, in order that to ask the Yom Shalafonov. Just let's see, Toysis Mareshach, the Nisim, Batmanya Bey, you took him to me, the Pesh, Mephosh, Megillus, Tainis, so I by two some Aymer, Shiochim, Misnad of Tomid, Bishim, Dostiv Tase, the kevesecho tasa labeke tasa mashma yochid, vohodrulu eskolboni lachmi leishai tishmeru lahakri loshen rabim. But it seems it wasn't a posha to sichsuch, it was an 8-day affair. But that was in some of Isis, the maki bepatish, the rai from this posik. Frag the Gemara weiter. It says, Omama, Mitmanye bei atzoiv mayado itoisef chaga lishvuaya delele mispe. Now from the 8th day in Nisan till the end of Pesach, so it's also to the bimaspid, because itoisef chaga lishvuaya, because it became nisyashiv, the yontav of Shvuts. Frag the Gemara lo moli atzoiv mayid, why did they have to make that their yontif should extend till after Pesach. Leima at hamoyed. If you want to ask a hespit, you can ask her till Pesach. Umoyed gufa yontif, and Pesach alone is yontif, so it's also was a hespit as Pesach. But also, omara pope, kida omara. So we'll say the same teretz that Rav said before. What did Rav say before the nitzcho alasa yom shalofono? He said, why did they have to ask a Rosh Chodesh? They wanted to ask a Yom Shalafonov, Ochinami, Leinitzra less a Yom Shalachov. But here, that means that if they would only make their Yontif till Pesach, so Israchag would not be also behespit. So therefore, they made their Yontif till the end of Pesach, and now Israchag is also behespit. Zog the Gemara, keman ke Rabbi Yossi. Oh, so now it's coming out to say that the Yom Shalachov is also the hesped that only goes according to Rabbi Yossi. The Omar ben Lafonov ben Laachov also. Ihochi. So now we're in a problem already. If it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, Ihochi be'esrem v'tishonami. So now let's go back to the first edits. We asked the kasha, but why did they have to ask a Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So the teretz was to ask the day before. What's the day before? Chof Tes Odor. It's usually Odor is Chosa, and Nisan is Yom Lamed. So the reason they asked Rosh Chodesh Nissan that Choftes Adar should be also Behespin. But if you say it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, Yochi Besrim V'tisha Nami Ma'ir Yedav Yoyme Mikami Yoyme Demitukim Tmide. So why do you have to answer it? Als the day before the Nitzuach of the Tomid, Tepik leidavela yoyme de bosa esrim et man yebei. It is the day after the 28th day of Adam. And the 28th day of Adam is a yontif. So memeilin, so bishlam, if it's not going according to Rabbi Yossi, so the achrov, they didn't ask the best bit of a time. So memeilin, so it's no kash. But you're telling me now that the reason they asked it Pesach, because they wanted to ask Yisrochak. And it's going according to Rabbi Yossi. So it's going according to Rabbi Yossi. They didn't have to ask a Rosh Chodesh to ask a Choftes. Choftes is Memela also because of Chovches. The Sanya, we learned, the Esrim Otman Yabei, the 28th day of Adar, also Besuto Tapsa Lihidoi. It was the Gewaldike Psura Teuve to the Yidin, the Lo Yidun, Minei Reise, they don't have to be Nispato, they don't have to be Menutik from Limudatai. And this came about Chof Ches Adol. Shepam Achas Nigzera Gzeira al Yisrael Shlai Asku Beteira Vishulo Yemulu Es Beneim Vishichallu Shabosis. Ma'osa Yehude Ben Shamua Vachaveirov. Holchu v'notlu eitza mimatronisa achas shekol g'doyle roime mitzuyin etzel. They all used to come to her. Omro lehem, so she told them, imdu v'ivkinu balaylo. She'd make a havgona at night, which, so the Ben Yoda explains, that there was a certain night when all the g'doyle roime had a meeting with her. So memele, she didn't want to bring up the Indian, because if she'll bring up the Indian, they'll be choshed her that she has a pesayad of this, and then she's together with the Eden. So she told them that night that the G'dayli Raymond is going to come to me, you make a hafkona outside. Now that'll be the topic of conversation then about hafkona, what you're tying, is it right or is it not right? So then I'll say my day also, and I'll try to convince them, Taki, that you're right. And it'll look like a very innocent situation, and that's what they did. Holchu v'ivkinu balaylo. So they went and they made avgona at night. Omru, they said, Eishamayim, we'll see, Eishamayim is going under the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And then they said, Loi achim anachnu, then they addressed the Raymiim. Aren't we brothers, Loi b'nei ov echod anachnu, we have the same father Yitzhak, Loi b'nei machas anachnu, man ishtaninu mikolume v'loshem, shatem goyisran aleinu gzeiris rois ubitlum, poisi hayoim asu yontev. And this day they made a yontif. So memele, so comes out chavches is a yontif. So memele, so chavtes is the yom achov according to Rabbi Yossi. So why did they have to make Rosh Chodesh also? Why did they have to make Rosh Chodesh also at the yom shalafon of al chavtes? Chavtes is I would say also al chavches. That's the Gemara's kasha. Taisus and Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah asks a very pertinent kasha. This first yontif that they made from Rosh Chodesh Nissan till Chesboi, and this yontif was the woman of Tzeyach the Tzedekim. This yontif originated Bizman Abayis. The Tzedekim, this yontif was Bizman Abayis. It was a Shaila and a Krovus Atomit. This incident of Chof Ches, this happened later, this happened after the Chubin. So Mamela Sataisis like Samaradiki Kasha, so what's the Kasha? Why did they have to ask Rosh Chodesh al Chof Ches? Should he ask us? Because when they asked it, there was no Chof Ches.
There was so they asked the Rosh Chodesh al Chav Ches. Now there's a Chav Ches. There's a Chav Ches. What's the kasha? So Taisa Rosh Hashanah asked this kasha. So Taisa says, Rebbe was Mesader Megillas Tainis. Bisman Rebbe already there was a Chav Ches already. So Memele. So Rebbe when he recorded these Yomim Tovim, Rebbe should not have said already the Yom Tov is from Rosh Chodesh because we don't need any more the Yom Tov from Rosh Chodesh. That's what Taisa says in Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah. I had a shtickle ha'ore on the, before we see Rashi. The Gemara says that, the Chavches of Besura Taiva occurred to the Eden. The Lo Yidon min Araisa. That they don't have to become, Rashi says, Lo Yidon Shleit Frichen Li Botel Mital Meteire. The Yom Tov was that they don't have to be Mavata Limud HaTorah. That was the name of the Yom Tov, that they can learn Torah. L'chaire, there was two other Gzeiras. There was a Gzeira of Mila, a Gzeira of Shabbos. Why is this Yom Tov called the Lo Yidon Min Araisa that able to learn Torah? So I thought, perhaps we could say, Emerson, the Eilus of Chaim says a similar Indian by the Xeris of Hanukkah, that Emerson, it could be these two other Xeris were not Xeris mitzad atzmon. No, it was also a Xeris, the purpose of the Xeris was Shloi Asku Batoir. The Eilus of Chaim says, I saw it, that Rabbi Kevegin brings down the Seilus of Chaim LaHaloche, that there's a Olas Leiv and there's a Olas Boso. There's a Kisui on the Leiv, and this Kisui on the Leiv prevents the person from understanding Torah. How is one Meiser the Olas HaLeiv? So the Seilus of Chaim says that when you're Mesirim, the Olas Boso, through the Mila, that makes that the Olas HaLeiv can go off. So the Mila of the Hasor of the Olas Boso is the beginning of the Hasor of the Olas HaLeiv. The Ramchal says in Derech Eitz Chaim, the Olas HaLeiv goes off by the Bar Mitzvah. So it comes out, it is a mile, there's a soros ola by the bar mitzvah also. But al koponim, this can only occur if there was a sor of the olas boso. Rabbi Kevegir says in the tshuvis, agavaldik chidish lahaloche, Rabbi Kevegir says in the tshuvis that there was a bris, and the father was not around, and the zayda was around, and the shayla was, who should make the brocha lachnise bevrise shal Avraham Avinu? Sunday. So Rabbi Kevegi said the Zayde should make the bracha. Why the Zayde? He says, Be'emesin, out the mitzvah of Mila, the Zayde isn't a yachsa. He's not the obvious mechuyiv on Mila, not a viho. In Lima da Teire, the Zayde is mechuyiv, by datum levonecha, levnei vonecha, is mechuyiv to learn his einikol Teire. So Rabbi Kevegi says, so, sin als the chiyuv of limud ha-toyre is mechuyiv to see that his einikol should be a nimel. Because if he won't be a nimel, won't be able to understand Torah. So he's mechuyiv in mila als limud ha-toyre. So he should make the bracha lachnise bevrise shel Avraham Avinu. And then he's mamtik with a levush. The levush says that, what's the bracha lachnise bevrise? The levush asks the moil made already the bracha al amila. What's lachnise bevrise? Another bracha. So the levush says that the lachnise bevrise is not going on mila. It's going on all the mitzvahs which come about after mila, like pidyon haben, limud ha-toireh. So Bekevega says now we can really understand the levush. Taka, this the mitzvah of limud ha-toireh comes about is only possible through the Mila. So forget, after the Mila we make them, now we can lachnisa bevrisai shal Avraham Avinu, now we can be machnisim with the mitzvahs hanigroreis achra Mila. So al koponim, so it could be the gzeire that they asked Mila was not stamazay alt Mila, nor alt limudatayr. The gzeire that they asked Shabbos, it could be, Gemara says, and the Medrash says that the Torah came to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and the Torah came to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, the commentary of Yisrael, Zayachreish, Vizayikzer, Torah Mata Heyoler. The Rabbeinu Shloilam said that there'll be a Shabbos, Sheyeyoim Poni LeTorah. Shabbos is a day that people are Pnuyim LeTorah. Perhaps 1 minute we can go off on a tangent. There's a Meiridike Tshuva from Rav Amron Goyen, Rav Shrire Goyen. A Meiridike Tshuva. The Shaila was asked by them, why is it that Shabbos start davening late? Why do you start davening late? A whole week, it seems, they davened, they said Krishna with Vasikin, they davened Vasikin. So the Shaila was, so why Shabbos? He used to daven 2 hours after Vasikin. So they asked Rav Shrire Goyen, if it's eisgehalten, what's pshat? So Rav Shrire Goyen said as follows. L'chere, we wouldn't, they make an eisig about the kasha, what's the Shaila, they... Einik Shabbos, and Shina b'Shabbos Tainik, and perhaps it is a machloikis, there's man Krishma, the Magen Avraham, and the Goyim, no, ain't Sofik Meitzmi Deivade, it's a Vade Einig, a Sofik Chiyip, some Amele, but Moshein Zeh Gringi can verämpferen the discussion. But Rav Shrire Goyim said, I'm more the Gezach. He said that when by the Golas Harishon, when Klal Yisrael went into Golas bubble, it was a Meirdike Yeride. They were very busy during the whole week. They didn't have time to learn. So they came to the Nevi'im Shebeinayim, this is by the Golas Rishon, and they said, what's going to be with us? The whole week we work. We don't have time to learn. What's going to be? Shabbos? We'll sleep. So what's going to be with us? V'ham doch nish kein tachlis. So they were mekabel on themselves to be mekayim the hanog of David the Melech chatzis laila okum lahidis loch. They got up chatzis. Chatzis, they're up in Beis Medrash. Everyone came to the Beis Medrash. They were learning. It was mamash meiridik. Geshmak, all week they didn't learn. Shabbos. It came aloysa shacha. It came the zman mishayake. They were busy learning. They couldn't tear themselves away from learning. So they continued learning. They started davening 2 hours later. So that's the makur. The makur of davening later in Shabbos starts from Golas Bavel, because from there they started davening later, and there was a very important reason. So al kaponim, the Shabbos was a day that was miyuchid for Limud HaTorah. So may they want to be Mevatel Shabbos also. That's why I thought could be, that's why the Gzeira was Shlo Yidun Min Araise. But in order to make sure that El Chas Vashon accomplished this, they made two other Gzeiras. They asked Mila, and they said, they asked Shabbos. Agrat so, the Emek Broche says a different, and he doesn't mention this Sa'ora, I only mention Shabbos. He asks, why did they pick on these three Gzeiras? So he says that he brings down the Derech Eitz Chaim from the Ramchal, that the Ramchal says, he brings down as follows, HaChosid HaMekubul HaGodol HaRav Rabbi Shimshon Astropolye. When there was the Gzeire, Rachmona Netzlon, Bishnas Tach, so Rab Shimshon Astropolye, Agavuchi Nebuch was killed Al Kiddush Hashem, So then Rav Shimshon Astropolyo was Mashpia the Samach Mem, and he asked, why are you Mekatrik on Klal Yisrael, more than everyone else? He understood all these Peronius did not originate Milamata, they originated Milamailo, there's a Kitrug on Klal Yisrael. So the Samach Mem told him, Acher, make a deal. If you'll become bottle, Shabbos, Mila, and Teire, I'll stop the Kitrug. Finished. So Rav Shimshon Astropolyo said that so bottle them kama v'kama yidin, aber chas v'shom will never be mevat all these three things. Well, Zetman, interessant, that the Samach Mem had these three mitzvahs, Shabbos, Mila, and Torah. And Agavurche, the Gemara Megillah, the Pasuk, Lehudim Hoysa Oira, Zu Torah, Simcha Zu Yontif, Sosan Zu Mila, Sarashi says that Haman was geyser on these things. It seems that also there was one, they had a one-track mind to be guys on these three things. So he wants to say the inyan of these three things, because these three mitzvahs are meyuchid, they're called a bris. Shabbos is a bris oilam, mile es brisi tishma, teirim le brisi yaymam v'layla. A bris, this is the iker kesher hanitzri ben Yisrael avim shba shemayim with these three mitzvahs. And that was Rachman and Etzlan, their intentions to be menatik, to tear away this Kesher Nitzri, and that's why they Mzachkechepet with these three mitzvahs. Now, let us see Rashi. Lesser Reshelafonov. So the Gemara answered, Rabbit answered, that the reason why the Asad Rosh Chodesh is Lesser Shalafon of Lohochi Nokat Meresh Yachid and Nissen Lesser Eshyoim Shalifnei Rosh Chodesh Betaynis. But they should ask the day before Rosh Chodesh Betaynis. Now this word Betaynis is a very uncomfortable word. Lachoyre, Rashi says in the Mishnah and according to that we ask a lefonov, so Rashi says in the Mishnah, kol hakosa begilas tainis lo ele mispeh dishoymed lo lisano miktasin dechmiri tveide lo ele mispeh v'oison shehen chamurim v'asurim behesped lefonov also behesped. So the duma osil mevet beyontem gufi. So Rashi says klo, that the Yom Shalafonov, if it's also behespit, so the Yom Shalafonov is also behespit. So this Rashi, later we'll find that Rav Ashi was Machadish Nitaz, and this is a Teretz of Rav Ashi. But when they're up to Rav Ashi. So this Rashi is a Sfera Rashi. Rashi says, Ochi Nokim Reshach, and listen, Lesser Yom Shalafnei Reshchoidish Betainis. Why did Rashi have to mention Tainis? It's also Afilu behespit. I found later, Baruch Hashem, I found the Lev Rochov as Ma'irudis. He wants to say, maybe it's a Greif, maybe it's, you have to be Geirus Behespet. Kinesan Yevusom, Lefnei Masuri. Dei, Mishum Rosh Chodesh, Loyo Yenesa, Kid Meforish, the Divrei Torah and Tzrich and Chizr. So that's why they answered, to answer the day before Rosh Chodesh, Choftes. So then the Gemara asked, and what's with why did he have to ask a Yom Tov Pesach? The Gemara said, for the day after, Kemank Rav Yosi, the Masnisen, the Oma Af La'achov, Bitmiye, Vishovkes Rabbonon, Ihochi, Dalibi, the Rav Yosi, Mukmes Lola Megillus Tainis, if you're zetzing ein, that the Megillus Tainis is going according to Rav Yosi, Chov tes be'odor nami. So the 29th day, no, the diketorat the le'el. That the hochi noket reishacha the nissen, nine the yom shloishim. That's the 30th day. The odor hasamuch le nissen loilam chosa. Because the odor samuch le nissen is always chosa. I think it should say vichov tes yom hu. And it's 29 days. Umi shum de kaboy la mesa yom chavtes. So since they want to ask yom chavtes, That's why they asked the Rosh Chodesh. They played the Blavochi Abbas of Yom Chavtes. Davalo Yom the Bosoch of Ches, Shu Yomtev. It's the day after Chavtes Shu Yomtev. But also Yom Shalachak of Yosi. By my Noket Reshach Eles or Shalafon. Shalo Yidon Shalo Yitzrichon Libotel Metal Metoire. Shnig Zalem Shalo Yasko Betoire. Yivginu Tzoako. Kach mitageminan betehillim koloshen shabbat zol koloshen pegine. So they started screaming, Eishama yimaho Hashem lakadish bohoi yitzayikim aloisom shegoz olem gzeres koshes vayayimim lam lifnei kadish bohu. They were saying lifnei kadish bohu the tainis they have and the roimim. Chiloi achichem. Let us see Tosfos. Olchu vivginu, ifigu loshin, nehi yotzoko. Ei shamayim garsine. So Tosfos learns a little different. Perish, shamayim, lakadish bocha yotzoikim, lama yem ragayme yeyelikeichem. Velehem omru, that was the first part of the tzoke. Velehem omru vechilav achichem anachnu. And to them they spoke politically. What kind of shot is this? Where's the yosha? Where's the menschlichkeit? Yeah, about kaponim, we're back to Akasha. If the Megillus storm is going according to Rabbi Yossi, so you don't have to answer, because of Yom Chavtes. Yom Chavtes is Memela also because of Yom Chavtes. Rabbaye leinitzecho elo lechoidish meubo. What is Hirashi? So Hirashi leinitzecho elo lechoidish meubo. Bishonem uberes. A year that there are two chodshei adol. She has bo shnei adorim. There's two chodshei ado, v'echod chosom, v'rishen chosom, v'asheni molim, v'hashte ki hava odor sheni molay. So now, since odor sheni is molay, so it comes out that yom lamed of odor sheni is odor. Is Abiyam Shloishim Lifnei Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the 30th day in Adar is the day before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. If Adar is a Moles, it has 30 days. So Rosh Chodesh is Yom Lamed Aleph. So Memeles, that's very good. So they answered Rosh Chodesh in order to make sure that Lamed Odor is also behespit, and the Yontev of Chavches asks Chavches behespit, so the two different days. So the Kasha finds sich nicht dort. And this Rashi, Rabbi Kevegen Guri Mashah, Seichem Tzu, Aymog Mebrom, Simin, it's not Tak Tzadik Ches, it's Tak Samaches, Zivkot Mechov. There the Magen Avraham is medaikum this Rashi and Tutanta Zach. He says Rashi in this Mahalach is saying that there were two, we're speaking about, this is Odor Sheni, and Odor Sheni, so it's usually a mole, so an Odor Sheni, so the Yom Shlifnei Rosh Chodesh is Lamed, and the Yom Shela'acher Chavches is Chavtes. That's what Rashi says. So, the Magen Avraham says, we see from this Rashi, Gevaldike Zach. These Yomim Tovim, there's a whole tumult. If a person has a Yortzeit or something else, and it fell out in the beginning an order. Now, which, when it comes out to Adorim, do you hold the Yortzeit, the first order, the second order? So he says, L'chayre, we see from this Rashi, L'chayre, when this Yomtev came out, Chavches Adar, L'chayre, it wasn't another Sheni. It was Tamizu, Chavches Adar. Now we see from this Rashi, the Hashter Rashi says, Kav Adar Sheni Molav, Yom Shloishne, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and Memele. So now, for Adar Sheni, so this is the 30th day, this will be the 29th day. So he says, so we see that they held the yontif or the shiny. They didn't hold the yontif or the shiny, so that was no problem. So then that was in the ganze shtick teure. The yontif of Chavches is held on the rishin. So you don't have to say the whole shtick teure, because on the shiny is a mole, so I'll come out the yom before is lamed. Samazoi, on the shiny is no Chavches. So mamela, you have to ask the yom shalafonov. So weiss the yomim toivim, which were nikva chofches odor, exists odor sheni. Among the vrom is mesupik, maybe it's odor ishin also, maybe you hold the yom toivim both chadoshim. But al kaponim, from this Rashi, we see that when there's two adorim, the yom tev is noig odor sheni. Either only or also. That's the first mahalach in Rashi. Inami the avru ali odor. Mu'uba does not mean that it's a shona mu'uberis, tavru la'odo, kegoin shalai nire ha'choydesh yoyim lamed, that Lavona was not nire yoyim lamed, so me'mele, so Rashchedi said it be yoyim lamed, ha'pashim yontiv dav chavches, lo'y mitza ela chavtes, so me'mele, so it's very good. So Rashchedi is lamed aleph, and so ya'asring lamed. And then the yontiv is chavches, and yaasev chavtes. Let us see Taisvis. Leinitzra lalachaydish meuba peirish. Taisvis on the second shan Rashi. Davru laoda shlonira lavone ad yaim lamed. Avireish chaydish nisin yaim lamed aleph peirish. Now Taisvis says as follows. It's very shver. Taisvis mekain. Hai chavtes loi matzina loisroi mishum yoim shlofneresh chaydish nissen yoim lamed mafsik bintai. You can't ask a chavtes out the day before mishum achisach loisro mishum yoim shalacha eschim betmanye. So Mekivege says on this Taisvis aloshen megumgim. Taisvis seems to be verempfering why we don't ask a chavtes out the day before resh chaydish. That wasn't the kasha. The kasha is, why do you have to ask the day before Rish Chodesh? It's also all the day after Chav Ches. Loshna Toisvis, time to Mekvegas Megumgim. Rav Ashi Yoma. So, that was Abayis Teretz. Abayis Teretz was that the Tzorech in, to ask the Yom Shalifnei Rish Chodesh is Negeya. When Rosh Chodesh is Yom Lamed Aleph, whatever the case will be, so then we have to ask Yom Lamed and the Yom Chav Ches, because Yom Chav Ches only asks Yom Chav Ches. Rav Ashi Yoma Afilo Teima L'Chodesh Chosam. No, you could say that they had to ask Rosh Chodesh even by a Chodesh Chosam. Aye, chaydish chaser, so you ask me in chavtes. Chavtes is memela osa alt chavches. So Rabashi said, kol shela acho betainis osa behesped mutter. So Rabashi said, chavches asos, even though chavches is osa behesped betainis, but the day after is only osa betainis, behesped mutter. And the same thing, Rish Chodesh is also behesped betaynis, but Chavtes will only be also betaynis. V'zeh, but since now there are two sibis to make it a yomtiv, number one, it's between two yomim toivim, v'zeh hoyel umutol ben shnei yomim toivim, osa uhu ki yomtiv atzmoy, so now there's a din of a begansa yomtiv, Afilu behesped nami also. So then it's also afilu behesped. Let us see Rashi. Rava Omar. Now it's not like our Gilsa, but it's Ravashi Omar. That's what we say. It's Rav and Ashtrechel Aleph Ravashi. Omar afilu teima chaydish chos. Vahochin nokat mireish yalchem. The Hava also lay Leyoim Choftes. If he would have asked the loss like Leyoim Choftes, Mishim Bosa Choftes. The Hava also lay Ella Betainis Luchudi. It should only be Yosef Betainis. The Chol Shalach of Kloime. Kol Shalosa Mishim Ache Yontes. Whatever is also the day after Yontes Betainis of the also, the Hespid Mutum. Och in noch in mir ei schach, will have a high of test, no cat is of test, mutel, wenn schnee jomim, mit in mit feind es ob between two jomim teibim. Mishu, the imits are mishum to live nee jonte, if it only be us out of nee jonte, aimele it's a behespit. Dai de noch in kosher la acho, la mishum de la fonov, the nami also behespit. The Mulfana was also on the Asa Batainis. I did the post, the Litzah Yom Chavtes, Mishem Bosu Chavtes, who the Mahadalai Ko Shalach. But Al-Koponim is this, so that is Rav Ashi's Teretz. So Rav Ashi is saying that Lemaise, the reason that they had the Asa Rosh Chodesh is to make sure that Yom Chavtes is also the Hespit of Batainis, not only Batainis. Fragt die Gemorre weiter, oh Mama, mit manje bei, wa zweif mei ado, hi teuse, chage, de shivuayo, de leule mispei. We had learned from the eighth, the desayonte, from the eighth day of Nissen, till the end of Pesach. Lo moli le meime mit manje bei, fragt die Gemorre, why does it say mit manje bei? Leima mitisha bei. Let it say that they made the yontif from the ninth day in Nissan. Utmanye gufa yosa. Utmanye is also davala yomidi tukim beit mida. The eighth day of Nissan is already a yontif because of the machloikis and the nitzuach with the tzedoikin legabi the tomit. So they were already made from Rosh Chodesh till Ches Nissen, including Ches Nissen, that it is also behesped because of this Nitzochen. So now what? So they had already asked the eighth day of Nissen because because of the Nitzuach that they had about the Akrovas Atomit. So now that they made a new, so this is already Yom Tov, out the Indian of the Tomit. So now they're making now a new Yom Tov, out Shavuos. So don't start again from the eighth. Eighth is a Yom Tov already. It's a Yom Tov Midarabono. So start from the ninth. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Leima miti shebei. T'man Yigufa also, the eighth day is already also, Davla Yoimed, you took him bait me them. And for the Gemara, given the imikla milse, if something will occur, ubotline leshiva, and will be mevatel the 7 days, see exactly in Rashi what this means. So, if we would be mevato the 7 days, so the eighth day would also become bottle. That means if somehow, we'll see Rashi says that the Bezen will be geyser exera of tainis in the beginning of Nissan. And if we're geyser tainis, so it comes out that we don't have 8 days of yontif. If we don't have 8 days of yontif, we don't have any days of yontif. So Lamaisa, all these 8 days would become bottle. Is Tmanya Gufa also, so als the Yontif of the Tmidim, that Yontif became bottle. So therefore they asked Tmanya Gufa also, Bahabla Yemekame, the Toysev Bechagadishbuayo. But Al Kaponim, now this is a Yontif because of another reason, Al Shvu is. So that is why, so they made two distinct reasons why the eighth day of Nissan is also. Number one, it's also because of the Nitzuach of the Tomid. Number two, it's also the Nitzuach of Shavuos. Nafkamina will be if the yontev of the tumit somehow, for some reason, will become bottle, it will still will remain a yontev because of the yontev of Shavuos. Now let us see Rashi. Leima mitisha bei. Start the yontev from tisha itman yegufim. Yontev hu dohavalei mahanach yomim toivim di tukibu tmide kirsiv bei mereish yarcha atman ye ochi gersin. So my answer is the iiklam milusim, if something will occur, ubotlin oli shivom, we mevan will come out at these 7 days a bottle, tman ye gufa osam, dohavalei yoime di toisiv bei chagom. The Shavuayo, what does that mean? The Mikla Milsa, Sarashi says as follows. If something will occur, Shim Nigza Gzeira, Utzrichen Lihis Anois Toich Eilu Yomim Toivim Detomit. We were Gezer Gzeira, and in this 8 day period, we'll have to fast, not all 8 days, we'll have to fast, so yeah, one day in this 8 day period. Ubotlu oisan lis anes bekulo. So now they were mevatel the whole iser tainis bekulo shein levatlo lachatzoi. So Rashi says you can't be mevatel lachatzoi. That means if you're mevatel already, if you're saying that one of the 8 days is not a yontav anymore, you're permitted to fast. So Mamela, so the whole yontav becomes bottle, so Namasadana, all these 8 days lose their shame yontav. So Mamela, so they accomplished, Akati Yaimit Manya Osa Mishim Chagad Vishvuayo, but it'll still be Osa Alts Pachag of Shavuos. V'ikashe, Fekrashi Akashe, Akati Leimo Tisha. No, it's still shver. Let them make the yontiv of Shavuos, of the Netzachon of Shavuos, let it start from 9 days in this. Ah, you're saying if they make 9 days, so it'll come out, what will be if they mevatel the first 8 day yontiv? So l'chayre, the 8 day will now become mutter to be maspid. So he says, no, afilum ira milse de betele, afilum something will occur that'll become bottle the 8 days, akati hu osa tmanye gufe, mishum kamo yoime de chag shvuaya, because this is the day before the yoime of chaga shvuas. That means chaga the yontav of shvuas starts teisha boy. And Memele Shmeina boy is also the day before. Davi Yoim Shalafona. So what's the teretz? That's Rashi's kash. So Rashi answers, Lav Pilchi. That's not a kash. The Yontev Gufei bottle, so Rashi says, that since the 8th day, there are 2 sibis why we're not permitted to be maspid that day. One sibbe is because it's this the 8th day, this is the yontev of the kiyum atomit. That's one sibbe. There's another sibbe you shouldn't fast because it's the day before the 9th day of Nisan. So Rashi says, the yontev gufe bottle, if the yontev becomes bottle, Vana leikim veligzer kame yoime di itoisiv chaga di shvuaya. So Rashi says, if the yontiv becomes bottle, so the day before the 9th day, zikha should be bottle. Wouldn't be osar of the day before. Now, let's not talk about this now, but lomdis, the achreinim tain on this Rashi, what's my shmit leitzah halsina? That means the yontev is takibotel, the 8 day yontev of the eighth yontev of the tomid taka became bottle. If you were goes the tiny, so the whole yontev became bottle. But lemaise, this day is also of the day before the yom the chag of the yom of the shvuaya. Rashi says v'chiyai gavne metaretz lekamon b'yom teryonis. Rashi says the Gemara later mentions a similar svara. So when we'll get to that Gemara, Mirza Hashem, we'll see how similar it is to Rashi's seer. Let us just see Taisvitz. The ilu iikla shem gzeira mereisharche, t'manye gufa osa, Bahavalei, it's the beginning of Yom Shvuah. Behiksha kontras, akati leima tisha. Let is yontav of Shvuah's chal tisha. Vafilu mikla shum gzeiru, but linu lezayin yomim, akati osa t'man yegufe, de eite ubi osa, shum dava yoyme, de mikama yoyme di toysub chagad shvuah, it's the day before that yontav. Tiretz akontras ala pichu, de mi yontav gufe de tomin mevat linu leim. If the yontiv of the tummy becomes bottle, va'na neke v'nigza mishim kame yoyme di teisv chagda shviyaya, ye gavne betatzine lekamon, b'yoyim tal yonez.